Begin the current daf in Masech the Shabbos daf Yidal. We begin Amid Beis. Begin with Tasty B'Masra. Tis begins the words of the Gemara. On Abaya, he says, "No, Aminullah, where do I know this from?" First comes to explain that actually other places Abaya agrees to Rabbah that would not Gezer Gzeil Gzer. That is, the Gemara brought this halacha that a person should not be in one domain and drink in the other domain because he might come to bring the vessel back to the domain that he is and he's going to violate a tzah. The Gemara wonders, and what's with a karmelis? So, and then we have Machlekes Abaya and Rabbah. That Abaya says, yes, even over here we make the same rabbinic decree. And Rabbah says, no, it would be Gzeil Gzer. But Abaya says, where do I know this from? As Taisa explains, the Gzeil Gzer, that we actually do make a decree for a decree. Taisa explains, Dafka b'hitsa gazer Abaya. It's actually specifically regarding Haitsa. That's why Abaya made this Gezerah, that even though it's Gzeil Gzer. And actually, B'chol Hanu de Maisi Raya, actually all the proofs that he brings, are b'hitsa, they're all, if one looks at it, they're all talking about b'hitsa. Because as Taisa says, actually in general, Loi Gazer Abaya agrees that we do not make a decree for a decree. The Habereish Beyaz, we could actually prove from Abaya himself. In the Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara in Beyaz, Dav Gimel Medav, Parach Abaya, Abaya asks, Laman de Gazer Beyaz and Al-Dabi Yomtov, according to the one that says that the reason why we make it forbidden an egg that was laid on Yomtov is only rabbinically forbidden because Otu Peres HaNoishim, because it's very similar. And one might come to go ahead and utilize fruits that had fell off from the tree on Shabbos, which are forbidden, because one might come to head and tear off a fruit from a tree, which is biblically forbidden because of Kaitzer. So on that, ask Abaya, wow, he goofig there. What do you mean? The Peres HaNoishim itself is a rabbinic concern that you might come to do a biblical decree. V'anan nekim mechulu, and we're going to go ahead and make a gzera for a gzera that even the egg that's laid today Atu Peres HaNoishim, which is Atu that you might come to do, is there Isa? So we see from Abaya's question that he himself agrees that you don't make Gzeil Gzera. Obviously, you have to say like Taisis, because only over here is different, because Haitzah, that's where Abaya holds that we do make Gzeira Ligzera. Like, to the next Taisis of Masra, Taisis begins the words of the Gemara, El Alav, rather, isn't it obvious that we're talking about a Karmelis? Taisis explained that why is the Gas, the press, a Karmelis? But we don't say, as Rashi and Taisis have previously said in this Masechta, the Halacha of Karmelis by Caleb. And that is, the Gemara brings the mission to Erevin, the Tzadites and Manav, as we're mentioning, that one shouldn't have from drinking from one domain to another domain, because he might come to bring it back, and what's with a Karmelis? So we have a Machlekes Abaya and Rava. So Abaya brings a proof that you do make a Gzer L'Gzera, meaning even by a Karmelis, that which is itself rabbinic, unto this Halacha, because it says in the mission of Mechim Begas. So what does it mean Mechim Begas? We already talked about the different domains. Obviously, it's referring to even the domain of a Karmelis, which is above 3 tefachim and has a width of 4 tefachim. So Abaya says, obviously you see from the say of the Mishnah that even by Karmelis they made the Gzer, which is the Gzer L'Gzer. On that Taisa brings that, according to that interpretation, but Taisa wonders, Vavagav Dein Karmelis B'Kalim, but there is no law of Karmelis by Kalim. So how could you learn out that we make this rabbinic decree by a Karmelis if the press is, the wine press, the olive press, is only a vessel? Says Taisa, hi Gas, this press, kivin mechum lekarka, since it's attached to the ground, loish mekli is not considered in halacha like a vessel, and therefore it could have the halacha like a karmelis, and then that was a proof of Abaya that you see that you make the gzer even the karmelis, which would mean the gzer legzer. Now, continuing next Taisa, the master Taisa begins the words of the Gemara of Yatsam. If he went out, patal avul aser, he's exempt, even though it's initially forbidden. That's the remer, which Taisa comes to explain the difference between this opinion of Remeir, that he says if the tailor goes out with the needle, he's going to be exempt. So the laws of a woman, which Remeir seems to say the same type of halacha, and says that actually going to be chayav achatas. That is, the brisa brought that a tailor should not go out with his needle that's attached to his garment. If he did go out, he's going to be patur, even though it's forbidden, because it's not the normal way of transporting, even though that's how the tailor goes. But since most people don't go out like that, and therefore he's going to be exempt, it's only rabbinically forbidden. That is Taisa, but Bahaditan the Perek B'Ma'isha, but this is the Gemara later on the Samach Beza Menalf, by the case of a woman that should not go out with a needle that has an eye of the needle, which is used for stitching, because in contrast, a needle that doesn't have a hole is actually an adornment for a woman. But if it has an eye, it's not an adornment, and therefore a woman should not go out like that. And that says the Gemara, V'Miyatza Isha B'Machal Nekuva, says the Mishnah over there, but if a woman went out with the needle that does have a hole, meaning attached to her garment, chayev is chatas. She's liable for chatas. That's the opinion of her mayor, because it's normal for a woman to go out in that form. Now the problem is, why is a woman different? The Remeir says chayev chatas, and the tailor, which is also normal for him to go out like that, Remeir says he's going to be potter. Says Taisa, hasam legami derech etzabekach, because by a woman, that's totally normal for a woman to go out with a pin attached to her lapel. So therefore, since it's not an adornment, it's a normal for her to carry, and therefore she's going to be chayev chatas. even though the tail is going to be potter, because although it's normal for him, but it's not in the totality normal. So therefore, it's only rabbinically forbidden, and therefore it's going to be potter avol asa. And says Taisa, so to v'chein gabi hod amr emeir. So to this, emeir says later on the kuf beizim at alav. He says, "Im shachach v'itziv v'piv chayev." Someone forgot, and he took out something with the food. He took it out in his food in his mouth, which he says that it's going to be chayev. Well, here it's also difficult. Seemingly, that's not the normal way of hitzah. And that says, "Taisa, no hasam nami derek lahitziv amachem bepad." There, it's also normal to take out food in the mouth, and therefore one is going to be chayev chatzit, just like the woman. In contrast, over here by the tailor, which is like in the step one step down. And therefore, it's only going to be patal balaster. Continue next, Tosfos Rebbe Maaskel. This begins the words of the Gemara. Kol etzulei tin, if anything that's just to protect from getting dirty, lekachashav is not considered significant. Which first Tosfos comes to explain the reasoning, and then the continuation of the hemshach of the Gemara. That is, the Gemara broad. One brisa says that the azav should not go out with a case to get the liquid that comes out of his male member, so that his garment should not become filthy. And if he did go out with that case, he's going to be patal balaster, because it's only similar to Haitzah. But another brisa says, no, don't go out. If you went out, you can be chayav achatas. So the Gemara explains, it's not difficult. The one that holds that, your putter holds that to save from getting filthy is not considered a significant act, and therefore, it's going to be only putter abul asa. Now Taisa explains, because avagav to have a orcha bekach, although it's normal for a zav to go out like that, and therefore, if that's normal way of going out, so why is that not chayav achatas? Even though they have a urchi el mishum matzuli tinev, the only reason why it's normal for him to go out like that is to save himself from getting filthy. Loichashvin hoitzah ki urchi, that's not considered significant as an act of transference in the normal way, as something which you're doing for utility, not just to save from getting dirty. And the Gemara brings a proof for this. Teda, you should know, because the haklef akara, because if someone goes and turns a plate upside down, so that the rain should hit the back of the tray and that it shouldn't make the wall dirty. So the halacha is inun mechiyuta. That's not going to qualify as something that you desired that the water should be functioning in the way that you want to utilize it. And therefore, that liquid cannot go ahead and be machsher any food item. Now, although, no, you are doing something that you're going to do something with the water that you want, that what's going to happen because you turn the plate upside down, now this water is going to fall at a distance from the wool through the plate. So therefore, that seems to be difficult, that we do see that that is something that you do want. But still, and this is proving the point that the Gemara is trying to say. But since ultimately you only want your functionality regarding this liquid as a way of protecting from getting filthy, so that's not considered something that you want with the water. To the contrary, all you want is to get the water away. You don't really want the water, so therefore that's not considered something that you desired to make, that the water was something that you wanted on some level. And therefore, when that water touches some type of food item, it cannot make it susceptible to tumma. So hachanami, that's what the Gemara is proving. So here too, regarding the case, the container that the zav covers his male member, that's also not considered a significant act of transportation in a normal way, because you just want to protect from getting filthy. That's not considered something that you want. Now, although that's initially how the Gemara compares it, but as Taisa explains, the Gemara asks as follows and says, wait a second. Hasim over there, when you take the bowl and turn it upside down to cover the wall so that it doesn't get ruined from what's spilling on it, that we say that, oh, that's not considered a significant act, the water is not kiyutan. That's because what's the subject over there? It's the water. Because that's what we're discussing. Is that something that you desired on some level, that therefore it's considered kiyutan, which is kiyutan, that you wanted, that it can make food item susceptible? Over there, Loinichale Bahani Mashkin Klali doesn't want that liquid at all. Better had the water not come in the first place. So we understand why it's not kiyutan. But Hoch over here, where the subject is the kiss, is the container, Nichale Bahai kiss. To the contrary, he wants this case, Likabuli Beziva, so that it could accept his Ziva. So in such a situation where it receives, as the Gemara proves this, because in a parallel case, when the plate is actually turned right side up, where it's actually receiving the water, latzuli tinef, and even though it's there to protect from getting filthy, actually chashiv mashke l'ratzon, and it is considered that the liquid is desirable to then make it into kiyutan, k'demuchem seifa. Like it's obvious from the end over there, meaning the end of that Mishnah brings that if, let's say, there is a bowl, that what's dripping is dripping into the bowl. So although there it's to protect that the rainwater should drip into it and shouldn't ruin the wall, the halacha actually there is that the water that's in the bowl actually is kiyutan, and it will make peiris hoksh lekabel tuma. So even though it's there to protect from getting filthy, but since you didn't turn it upside down, rather you turn the right side up, the water that goes in is considered significant, and it's going to be makshur through that water. So therefore, v'chihecha d'chash v'mashkin ha'meskabim. So therefore, just like you say over there, that the water that's being accepted, avagav de'latzul imitin of mishum nechashabin l'kabalasin, even though it's there to just protect from getting filthy, but you consider it significant because it's being received. Achanami, that was the Gemara's question. Here too, chashav kisim l'kabal ziva, latzul imitin of, even though over here, the case of the male member by the zav is to accept it, is even just to protect from getting filthy, but still, as the Gemara is comparing it, hoitzah ki urchi, that would be considered a significant act of transference, because here you do want the case which is the subject, and therefore for that the Gemara was asking and saying, no, it's not the same thing as what we thought it's going to compare to the contrary, that actually should be a case that you'd be liable, because you do want, similar to the case that when it's up, right side up, that the water that's inside, even though it's latzul is considered kiyutan, here also it should be considered something, and therefore it should be considered kechashim, and therefore it should be something that one would be liable for haitz.